Cat Sparrow fell from the sky and landed on all four paws. As he adapted to his new surroundings, the smells of a nearby city beckoned him, and he set off for it in a run. As he arrived at the city, a pair of cats rushed forward and said, in unison, "Halt! Who goes there?" A voice in the captain's mind told him that there was a ship in the harbor of the city waiting for him. The ship was called the Dog Watcher. Cat Sparrow said, "I am Cat Sparrow, and I am boarding a ship of mine at this fair city's harbor, the Dog Watcher." The two cats bowed to him and let him pass. As Cat Sparrow rushed to the harbor, the same voice in his mind told him that he did not need to rush, that he could take in his surroundings. As Cat Sparrow strolled around the city, the many cats surprised him. He had come from a world where no one else to talk to, save for his old master, who spoke gibberish. Now, he was his own master. He could do what he wanted. Just thinking about this made him purr, and what a loud purr it was. After looking through the city, Cat Sparrow walked to the harbor. His ship, the Dog Watcher, stood tall among the other ships in port. As Cat Sparrow boarded the ship, the cats aboard regarded him with caution until he told them he was the new Cat Sparrow. As he rested in the comfy bed in the captain's room, he thought to himself, "What a turn my life has taken. I'm in an entirely new world with extremely curious cats. I only hope that it's for the better, but for now, I rest." And then Cat Sparrow settled down for a good night's sleep.